Interesting new work out of the Agricultural Economics Department here at Kansas State University is up for review right now. We've brought by a relatively new addition to the Agricultural Economics faculty here at K-State, researcher Jisong Yu. And his expertise is in crop insurance, and he's taken up a couple of important questions regarding trends in crop insurance coverage that we'd like to examine today. Jisong, thank you for joining us, first of all. It's good to have you here at K-State.
Thank you for having me.
And your background is in crop insurance topics and areas of research?
Yes, that's true. So my main research interest is looking at producers' decision as a response to agriculture policy change. And as a lot of people are aware, crop insurance is a main theme of U.S. farm policy and also in global ag policy as well.
So it's very pertinent. Crop insurance is highly popular, as we know. You've been looking at several angles here, and we want to touch upon those, particularly with respect to the premium subsidies that are provided for crop producers. What exactly led you down this path to look at these questions?
The starting point of this research was basically 2014 Farm Bill, and there was a big discussion like moving U.S. farm policy more toward insurance-type policy, and that made us to look back historically like what happened in U.S. crop insurance policy. And just brief snapshot that inspired us, if you look at the average subsidy per dollar of liability insured between 89 to 93, it's about 2 cents per dollar of injured liability, so which the subsidy share is quite low if you think about in terms of as a share of liability insured. But if you look at 2010 to 14, then this number goes up to 9 cents per dollar, 4 times greater than the 5 years that I was referring. And so that's a big change for us, and we would like to see that actually whether this change affected crop choice or crop acreage in general. So.
And we'll start with that latter example first, because you've completed the bulk of your work on this area. Yeah. The other is still in the process, but you have looked at the impact of premium subsidy levels for crop insurance on actual acreage planted to crops, correct?
Yes, correct. So this work that we've done empirically estimating the effect of premium subsidy, we're looking at 7 field crops. So it's the major 7 crops, including corn, soy, wheat, sorghum, barley, rice, and cotton. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit complicated equations that we're estimating, but the main idea is on average throughout the last 26 years, the increase in subsidy affected these 7 crops X percent. That's the statement we would like to look for. Mm-hmm. So the going back to some of the motivation of this paper is that the crop insurance premium subsidy does 2 different roles. And one is encouraging farmers to buy more crop insurance or insure more acres. And the other way to affect their production decision is to affect their expected profit. So crop insurance premium subsidy is essentially increasing expected revenue of insured farms, because subsidy is embedded in premium, and premium is essentially equal to long-run insurance payment, and therefore higher subsidy means higher money in a long run for dollar that each farm insures.
So then, did you find what you were seeking in as far as what percentage of change in premium subsidies will result in a percentage change in acres planted to crops? Did you arrive at that magic number, so to speak?
Yes, we did. And so let me just briefly explain how we headed to that number. So what we are looking at to empirically identify the effect of the premium subsidy is to look for last 2 decades policy change in U.S. crop insurance. So there was a couple of big increase in subsidy rate for each coverage level, and we exploited that change and get some average effect of subsidy effect on crop acreage. So the long story short, the magic number here is we conclude that 10% increase in premium subsidy will lead to about 0.4% of that crop in that county. So I have to explain a little bit more clearly here that the unit of observation we're using in our empirical estimation is county by crop by year. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at corn acres in Riley County and wheat acres in Riley County and so on. So this number, the 10% increase in premium subsidy, lead to 0.4% increase in each county crop planted acreage is average across many county crop combinations over 26 years.
So it's encompassing a lot of data here over 26 years' time. Yep. But it does indicate that with an increase in premium subsidies, there is a subsequent increase in crop acreage. It's fairly definite here then.
Yeah, exactly. And our number is actually quite bigger than the previous literature estimated. And part of the reason is that we actually take account into this direct profit effect of premium subsidy. So a lot of researchers looking at this problem as subsidy as a tool to encourage farmers to buy more crop insurance, and the fact that the farms are more insured affecting the crop acreage was their channel of how premium subsidy works. Our research is slightly different from previous ones because we take account into the direct profit effect here.
Mm-hmm. So you've looked at this aspect of it, that is the effect of subsidies on crop acreage. You're following up then with a work that once more is still, you say, in progress, getting closer to completion perhaps, but the impact of those same subsidies on a producer's crop choices, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So that simultaneous work we're doing it is the more theoretical work. So the other paper we're working on is looking at just the allocation between so-called risky crop versus safe crop. So this paper on crop choice and the effect of subsidized crop insurance, we're looking at the composition of subsidized crop insurance into actually three channels. So first is looking at just what happens if you introduce fair crop insurance in the environment that there was no such tool. And then we added subsidy on top of that fair insurance. And so what would be the additional effect of just the subsidy itself? So that's where this theoretical paper is heading. And the implication of that paper is you have to be more careful, not just in U.S. context, but in global crop insurance related policies. We have to be careful to look at what crop insurance actually does. Is it just mitigating risk and changing more investment and increasing acres versus are you handing money to farmers in just different forms? And in U.S. case, we estimated and concluded that both of those two effects happening at the same time. And so it does mitigating your some risk of farmers, but also you're handing out money. So you need to be careful on that is the take-home message of that theoretical paper.
But the presumption more or less is that if there are subsidies available, that producers might be more inclined to plant a risky crop. That's where you're going with that?
Yes. And so this theoretical paper, we also would like to think a bit more about developing country context. And a lot of poor farms are not investing or not planting a risky crop over just a subsistence crop because it is actually risky. And risky crop can increase their income in the mean of their income, I would say, but with more variability across mm-hmm. it. The idea, the global expansion of this crop insurance has this idea that if you mitigate the risk for those farmers, they will actually eventually invest more and get richer, right? But we would like to hold back a little bit on that point, saying like, okay, the crop insurance can mitigate some risk, but also if you subsidize it, that means you're handing money coupled with risky crop production. So we should be careful on that. And mm-hmm. the other segment of that paper is we're looking at the effect of this subsidized crop insurance differ across farms, because if you have more profitable safe crop, then your risky crop is not that risky for those farmers, and crop insurance won't do much for them. But if you're a poor farmer without much options, and for them, handing crop insurance with a relatively high subsidy would do big effect for them to become richer and invest more. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, once again, you're still in the midst of this work. So
exactly, yeah.
We'll actually await further conclusions as they come from it. Ji-sung, thank you for sharing a bit about your work to date, and we'll talk again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
He's an agricultural economist out of K-State. Ji-sung Yu is his name. And once more, he's been looking at different perspectives on crop insurance and uncovering some information that will be helpful in understanding how those insurance products perform for producers in their risk management efforts.